I learned last time that I opened here that I need to have a Bible that has big enough print that with my reading glasses I can still see it, because I don't know if you remember the last time I opened. I was like, where did those words go? Well, today my husband woke up this morning bright and early to prepare his heart for church. No, he didn't. He woke up bright and early to watch the Tour de France because it's on again.
I can do both.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get to see the end of it because he was here, so he'll watch it later on. Anyway, Psalm 4 is where you all are reading today and where I'm reading too since I'm here. And I love this psalm. It's in the King James, which is, you know, the real Bible. There's several songs that I grew up singing from this psalm, and so that makes it special to me. And then when I went to decide what Bible I was going to use, I chose this one. I don't know if any of you recognize it, but this is one of my daddy's Bibles. And when we were little, for several different years, we would go and all get new Bibles to read out of for the year. And a lot of times we'd all read out of the same translation. And this was one of those years that we did that. And so this has always been a special Bible to me. And it's one that he said that I could have. So I just want to talk for a minute just about our legacies of what we leave and what we can pass on. When we knew that it was probably getting closer, to the end for Daddy, which, as you all knew him, we never knew when that was really going to be, I wanted him to pray for the girls, and I asked him if they could each choose a Bible, because for some reason he still has plenty. And so he did. And I took pictures of him laying hands on them and of them all standing at his bookshelves of Bibles and study books. And I asked him to pray for them, knowing that he wouldn't be at their graduations or their weddings. But so thankful that they had a heritage in the Lord from him, and knowing that what we do every day makes a difference in other people's lives. This morning I viewed on the internet of a man who had saved 669 Jewish Czech babies during World War II. And to honor them, a bunch of them all gathered together, and he didn't know about it. So sitting with him at this thing were all these kids that owed their lives to him. And he found out during the first part of this ceremony that one of those kids was there, and she was sitting right next to him. And he was just, you could tell he was so moved. And then the mediator said, "If there's anybody else here that owes your life to this man, would you please stand?" And of course, he was in the front, so it took him a while to realize. And he stood up and looked around at all these people. He'd had an heritage, and everything we do every day, we make a difference in someone's life. Because of who made a difference first in ours. And who is that? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So the first part of this, I love it because it says, "Answer me when I call. O God of my righteousness, answer me when I call." Now, if we don't think someone's going to answer when we call, we usually won't call, right?
Right.
So right now we know David's expecting, "God, come through for me." And we know that he will. So that's right in verse 1. Then I want to skip down to verse 4. It says, "Tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness and trust in the Lord." And I looked at that tremble, and it was really interesting. Tremble can mean a lot of things. It can even mean anger. And it goes to the scripture of be angry and sin not. So it's like sometimes as adults, don't we need to be sent to our rooms? Go in there and talk to God about it instead of talking to everybody else. And go in there, and whether it's fear, whether it's, you know, my dogs. No, they hate July 4th. Do any of you have scaredy dogs that just, oh my gosh. They tremble on the bed when it's July 4th. But whatever it is, we can go to him. He wants us to come to him. And I thought that was so interesting. It starts out, answer me, God. And then God kind of, you know, says, lets us know, go and call on me because I am there. And we have that same thing in us. We have answers and we have ways to get answers for everyone that we come in contact with. Everyone we see, when we're done with the day, we have left a deposit in, either for his name's sake or not for his name's sake. When I go into a restaurant, I used to think, the job of that waitress is to make my meal a happy one and a good one. And something happened to me, I don't know how many years ago, when I went, no, my job when I go into that restaurant is to make sure that waitress has a better day when I leave than she started out. And how I interact with her makes a difference of how the rest of her day is going to go. I'm well known for when I talk to someone on the phone, when I'm calling to order or doing something, if I am treated kindly every single time, I say, may I please speak with your manager? I'd like to tell them what a great job you've done. Because I can make a difference in that person's life. And it doesn't take very much. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. But every day we have an opportunity to be a light and to shine bright. And those days when everything goes wrong, go to our rooms, get on our bed, and get angry. I used to say when I was little, I used to get in trouble sometimes, and I used to say, oh man, if my walls could have talked, I'd have been in a lot more trouble. But we have a God who hears us. He answers when we call. My daughter was just in Harborview, and she's doing very well. Thank you for all your prayers. And she had brain surgery for the tumor, and I was dumbfounded at how much and how quickly the staff at that hospital took care of her. She was not in ICU, but boy, I'll tell you, if you called, your call was answered. Now, I've been in the hospital with enough people enough times and myself to know that a lot of times you have to have someone with you to make sure that 20 minutes before you're supposed to get your medication, you start bugging them so that maybe 20 minutes after you were due, you might get that medication. I finally shut off my alarms because they were earlier on time for every single one. I didn't even have to wake up. I found out at that hospital, when you call, you get answers. We serve a God who calls when we answer. He doesn't always give us the answers we like. He doesn't always answer the way we think he will or in the time, but he does answer. So I encourage us this morning to all call on him and be a light to those we come in contact with. Let's leave a legacy for him. Yeah.